You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
I think that the president should support strongly the national security agencies.
For goodness sakes, pass the bill that will protect the Mueller investigation.
I am the principal sponsor of the legislation that protects the integrity of Mr. Mueller's office.
Pass some bills that will protect our political system from dark money.
I don't know whether it will reach the floor, but I am strongly in support of it.
Particularly the House Republican leadership will not allow any of them to come to a floor for a vote, and that's not going to change unless control of the House changes in November.
One of these guys is a Republican, one a Democrat. Can you tell which is which? No? Maybe that's because they're both campaigning to win a purple suburban district. The first voice was New Jersey Republican Congressman Leonard Lance. The second, his Democratic challenger, Tom Malinowski. For the second half of the show, we'll focus on the fight for the suburbs as part of our ongoing look at different voter groups in the lead-up to the midterm elections. And we begin in New Jersey's 7th District, one of the most competitive races in the country.
The 7th Congressional District is a mostly suburban and rural district.
It's highly educated. It's relatively affluent.
Moderate-leaning district.
It includes suburbs of New York, and it goes all the way to the Pennsylvania border.
It's the only district in New Jersey with a Republican representative that voted for Hillary Clinton.
It's a joy to represent. It is a district where I have lived my entire life.
It's a district full of folks who they're concerned about some of the things that are happening right now that strike them as crazy and open to an alternative.
Nestled in north central New Jersey, the 7th District encompasses some of the wealthiest areas in the country. The median income in the district, just over $1 million. Over half the residents have either a college or postgraduate degree. Politically, it leans Republican, but not overwhelmingly so. Mitt Romney won the district rather easily, but in 2016, Hillary Clinton narrowly carried the 7th. Lance himself has often broken with the party and the president.
I think that Mitt Romney was a more popular candidate than Donald Trump. I think anyone who knows me knows that my personality is similar to Mitt Romney's.
Let's talk a little about you and how you represent this district versus the way that the district views President Trump. You voted against the Obamacare repeal bill, correct?
I did.
Yeah, and against the tax bill.
I did.
Which, these are two of the signature issues right now of this Republican Congress. So does this suggest that the Republican agenda is out of step then with voters like yours, with districts like yours?
I vote my conscience, and I believe I vote the views of the district. I voted against the health care bill, the tax bill. I voted for a discharge petition on the immigration issue. I also am a free trader. And regarding Russia, I've been very, very critical of the president in that regard. There are areas where I support the administration. For example, ISIS. I think this administration has done a better job in that situation. I have identified myself as a lifelong Eisenhower Republican. I have an opponent this year who has said that he is a lifelong progressive Democrat.
At the same time, the party is run by a president who certainly would not put himself in the category of Eisenhower. So how do you square that? How do you convince voters that you're an Eisenhower Republican and yet the Republican Party itself has moved much further away from that centrist model?
I think that is true in both political parties, and I see the Democratic Party moving significantly to the left. And regarding the Republican Party, I have been a lifelong Republican and will continue to fight for my beliefs. And I think that Eisenhower Republicanism may very well come back into style, because I think that it is highly likely, I predict, that centrists will have greater influence in the new Congress than is currently the case.
Do you feel lonely in the Republican conference? I hear you talking, and I think when I started covering Congress in the 90s, there were a lot of Republicans that sounded like you. And I feel like there are fewer and fewer of those now.
I am a member of what's known as the Tuesday Lunch Group. We are the moderates on the Republican side, and I don't feel lonely. And I hope that in the new term there might be more. But regardless of that, in the district I serve, I believe this is a race between someone who is a moderate conservative and someone who is a progressive Democrat. Our district is a moderate district. I am convinced that my views are the views of the residents I represent.
My closest partner in the United States Congress over the years has been Senator John McCain. That's the kind of Democrat that I am.
That's Tom Malinowski, Congressman Lance's challenger. While Lance paints his opponent as too far to the left for the district, Malinowski paints Lance as too far right, a calculation that the key to winning their suburban district might just be somewhere in the middle.
Well, I don't really accept he's that independent. If you look at his record over the last 9 years, he has voted in lockstep with the Republican majority about 90% of the time. It was probably 100% before the Trump administration started changing the politics of his district.
Now, Republicans will make the claim that you are going to have to prove that you're not beholden to the more liberal elements of the Democratic Party, and that's going to be hard for you to do.
It's not going to be hard for me as somebody who has spent a lifetime working on international affairs, protecting the national security of our country. My closest partner in the United States Congress over the years has been Senator John McCain. That's the kind of Democrat that I am.
If I were to get in a car and drive around your district, stopping every few miles and interviewing folks, what are the top issues that they would tell me they're concerned about?
I'll tell you what they say to me. Their top issue is the tax bill that the House GOP passed last year, which took away our state and local income tax deductions. It's resulted in property values in the district declining. They're worried about the rising cost of health care, making sure that we protect coverage for pre-existing conditions. And they're worried about protecting kids from gun violence, making sure that our kids are safe. And on all these issues, they just don't see what the Congress is doing for us in the last year and a half. We've seen potential compromise after compromise proposed, never ever seeing the light of day on the floor of the House of Representatives, because the leadership that Congressman Lance supports will not allow that legislation to come to the floor.
How often does President Trump come up in conversation with voters?
It comes up, but I don't have to bring it up. You know, there's a segment of the electorate that is extremely worried about the direction President Trump is taking the country. They still want to know, what am I going to do for them? How am I going to be different from the incumbent? And that's what I focus on. I'm not running against Donald Trump. I am running against the Republican Congress and a representative who I think has failed to deliver for the district or provide checks and balances.
Then candidate Trump, he lost this district, but very, very narrowly. And 4 years earlier, Mitt Romney had carried this district. So is this a district that it's basically a Republican district, but Republican voters who aren't necessarily Trump Republicans? Or is this about the underlying changes happening in this district, that voters here who maybe have voted a Republican for years are no longer identifying themselves with the party?
There's a little bit of that. You know, I would say it's a district full of middle-of-the-road voters who are fiscally responsible, patriotic, and the Republican Party in Washington under President Trump's leadership is none of those things. And so I think there's a lot of anxiety about the direction that our national leadership is taking the country, and a desire for strong, stable, steady, middle-of-the-road leadership on the part of the Congress, and a sense that our representative just has not been strong in the face of all of these changes. And I think that is the reason why I've been doing so well. I'm ahead in the polls right now. It feels like a completely different election for us than anything this district has experienced in the past.
Tom Malinowski, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.